Chapter 1. Childhood. "Wonderful," my father said in a soft, hoarse, but somehow satisfied whisper, his eyes closed, savoring a bite of the Swiss chocolate he and I both loved since we, decades apart, were young boys in Swiss boarding schools under very different circumstances, young boys who found that rich and sinful indulgence helped fill a void. It was the last mouthful of chocolate Pa would ever taste. For 9 years, the cancer had been a constant aggressor. But now, in late July 2000, after doctors promised him he would die of something else and should pursue a wait-and-watch response to his prostate cancer, it had relentlessly, cruelly found its way into his bones. The pain was agonizing. All we could do was liberally pump palliative morphine into his body to bring some measure of comfort, or the next best thing, numbness. My brother Cameron and my sisters Peggy and Diana and I were wandering through our childhoods as our father was slipping away, high in a tower of Massachusetts General Hospital, facing the Charles River and the playing fields of the park below. It was a warm, blue-sky July day. I could see a light breeze rippling the trees while small sailboats dotted the Charles River Basin in front of MIT. There was a part of me that yearned to be outdoors, feeling the summer warmth, far away from the reality that my father was about to die. But of course, reality has its harsh way of dragging you back to Earth. Ironically, just days before, President Clinton had landed his helicopter in the fields below us during a visit to Boston. I had watched from the 21st floor while the world of the living, which had no inkling of the personal drama playing out in our lives, went on below. I was one of three finalists under consideration to be Al Gore's running mate, but it hit me that my father would never know the outcome of that decision. It was strange to juxtapose what I thought was important with the intimacy and finality of our world in that room. Pa slipped deeper and deeper into sleep. His breathing became heavier and labored.